Hold up. We believe in building a community of people who want to make Kenya better. If you're interested, please reach out to us on Instagram, Facebook, and you can also send us a voice message on the link in the bio.
Welcome back to the Lo and Behold podcast with me, Malemba, and
your boy Nestor, not the vibe.
And today we have special, I'm not going to call them guests because they're not guests. They're part of the Lo and Behold team. And we have, today we have
Wambuzi,
Victor.
So we have grown since the last recording. Thank you so much for the support. We've been
thank you.
Immense support, and we can't say thank you enough. And today we want to do a special episode concerning something that has been trending. And you all know it's the high school, I don't know what to call it, trauma. People have been sharing their trauma
experiences
with teachers, with high school on TikTok and even on social media. And it's crazy what people went through. Yeah. And me, I can't wait to share my experience. So today we have people from different schools.
Group of schools.
Yes, we have people from a group of schools. And we have people from the rest.
The ghettos.
Yeah. So, by the way, I just recently watched a movie, and it's called Citation. It's a Nigerian movie talking about even here in uni, people also experience like sexual assault by lecturers. And I think it's a very relevant conversation to have. So today, we wanted to start with our high school experience. So I'm going to ask everyone to tell us the high school they went to. We'll start with Wambuzi.
I went to two schools. For Form 1 to Form 3, I went to Precious Blood Kilungu. Then from 3, third term to Form 4, Precious Blood Riruta.
Eh. From Precious Blood to Precious Blood.
Yeah. I'm precious like that.
And Victor, which school did you go to?
Me, I went to a school in Karen.
Hey, which school?
The school St. Christopher's.
St. Christopher's
International.
International. Okay. Hey. See Christopher. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and what about you?
Me. Kulingana na mimi nilienda goti nyabundo. Lakini... Yeah, I also went to a group of schools, if you call it that, Jalaram Academy. All my Jalaram peeps took up a strong shout out.
Your school was full of Indians.
It was more or less like an Indian international school. Yeah.
Primary school was also full of Indians.
If you see Indians, that you know that school is good. I think. Sasa mimi, I'm afraid to say the school I went to because I don't think you guys know it, but it's Tala High School. Have you heard of it?
Tala, that's in Machakos, yeah.
It's in Machakos, yeah.
Okay.
It was there. So, let me ask, before we go into whatever we'll talk about, what informed your decisions, maybe of your parents or yourself, to join that school you went to? Is it the marks you got? It's your parents' decision.
For me, it was my parents.
Your parents.
I just moved from Eldoret. I don't know how they heard about it, but one day they told me, you know, Victor, let's go check out this school.
Mm-hmm.
I went, I loved it, but enrolled.
Okay. So your school is giving the vibes that you guys wore trousers?
What?
Am I wore shorts?
No, trousers.
You know, that's how you know.
Trousers.
I'm wearing
trousers.
Oh, what informed you?
Hey, me. Let me tell you. My parents, they used to change me in every school, every time. Because, you know, Luo parents over there,
they want
to get the best. Let me just give you a list of all the schools I went to. Primary.
Give us the list.
Bro. Primary, I started with a school just close to home called Disciples of Mercy.
Disciples of Mercy.
The second one, I chucked there and I went to Aga Khan Primary School.
You went to Aga Khan?
Yeah, bro.
Hey.
I went to nursery school, Aga Khan,
though.
Hey.
Aga Khan.
Maoni.
I chucked from there. I went to another one called Mudasa Academy in Vihiga. Yeah, that was my first boarding school.
Yeah.
Then I left there, and then I went to, what is this? Temudo. That's where I finished. Then I went, I did KCPE.
Mm-hmm.
So
you did normal KCPE?
I did normal KCPE.
Uh-huh.
So now it's in high school, sasa.
Yeah.
Wait. I started get those, you know how parents usually, yeah, tough day shule.
Yeah.
And then I got called to the famous Kisumu Day.
Hey.
Public high school.
But it's good. It's a good school. I'm asking. I don't know.
Hey, watu wenye wamesoma shule, you know, so the real tough life. Because there's Kisumu boys and Kisumu Day just in Kisumu.
Kuna Kisumu boys and then we have Kisumu Day.
Hey, Kisumu Day now is the ghetto, man. Hey. I have stories. Let's keep rolling.
Okay. What informed you to go to Precious Blood? You moved from Precious Blood to Precious Blood.
Yeah. My mom's sister was the principal in Precious Blood in Kilungu. That's why I went there. So when she moved schools, she got a transfer when I was in Form 3. I moved to Riruta with her.
She went to, she moved and then you moved with her?
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I've been hearing, like, it's the connections that you have, like, because even me, there's a school I was supposed to go to. It's called Mumbuni. And my uncle was the deputy, so I was supposed to go there, but I don't know what happened. But anyway, I get what you're saying. So how was the experience in the high school that you went, generally, before we go into the details?
Mm.
So rate it out of 10.
Oh, out of 10?
Yeah.
I went to two schools. The first school, which was KD, just give it a 4, man. A four out of ten. Please don't come for me. That's just my opinion at the time. Yeah, probably around 2018 there.
And Jalaram?
Hey, Jalaram. I'd rate it as an 8.
An 8?
Yeah, out of 10.
Okay, what about Precious Blood?
The first Precious Blood, 6.
Why six?
It will get worse, but since I'm a principal's child.
Oh, you got special.
Yeah.
You got special treatment.
Definitely.
Wait, that thing is real.
It's so real. So real.
Wow. Okay.
And then
so,
the second school,
mm-hmm.
7, because it was in Nairobi.
It was then 7. Okay. I'm going to say 10 out of 10. And what about St. Christopher?
Otherwise known as CNC.
CNC, hey. Crooked bananas.
But for me, I'd give it like a 9 out of 10. I enjoyed the school.
9 out of 10. Hey, sour. We are sorry, man. So, like, before we even... again, I have some more questions. How was your, like, your high school experience, like, affected you in the person that you are today?
Mm.
Has it made you to be who you are, like, in a positive way or a negative way?
Okay.
Oh, wait, I didn't rate my school.
Yeah.
Me, I would rate Tala as 7 out of 10, because, yeah, it was that good. It wasn't that good, but it was good for its level.
Yeah, so my experience on... I went to two schools, so I'm going to use both of them.
Yeah.
See, when I was in KD, I managed to be involved in clubs and activities. Bro, and that propelled me into, like, great heights. Uh-huh. You know, I was in the... I participated in the Great Debaters contest.
You went for those?
Yeah, I went for GDC a couple of times that were hosted in Kisumu.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew from the word go, from that time, me wanted to do law. So, you know, when you can say it, hey, you jamana debate vizuri, atakuwa lawyer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I took up and I ran with it.
So, you can say that your high school experience shaped you into being the lawyer that you are today?
Yes.
Okay. Definitely. What about you?
My high school taught me to be content.
To be content?
Because you see, when in Kilungu, it's Makweni, it's dry.
I get, and
I live in Nanyuki. Nanyuki is wet. We have green. A lot of green.
Yeah.
No, the first time my parents drew me to school, I thought they were taking me to a desert. They didn't love me. It was so crazy. And then when you enter the school, it's green, but outside it's not green.
It's not green. Yeah.
So it taught me that sometimes you're going to get something, but another time it won't come. So you're supposed to be content.
Yes, okay. So you're a very content person.
I'm a very content person.
Okay, Sensei. How has Sensei shaped you into who you are today?
I don't know. For me, I don't know what to say. I feel like it's more of experiences what has shaped me to be what I am today. I wouldn't say my school necessarily played a very pivotal role.
Yeah. So I'm asking, the experiences you got in high school, Lama.
Yeah. Because I was in high school at the time, so yeah. I'd say the experiences I got in high school then.
Okay. All right. For me, I will say yes. It shaped a lot, because you know, when I got to in the first year. Form one, yeah.
Used
form one. When mono, I got to form mono, one, when mono. I was a mono, I got enrolled to a certain program. That program was meant to increase the number of doctors in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to be a neurosurgeon at that time, you know.
Ben Carson.
Gifted hands. So through that program, I visited the University of Nairobi to learn how they do medicine. Mm-hmm. And we also came to Nazarene to learn about Nazarene. So we visited various campuses, KMTC. Mm-hmm. So I would say it shaped me into the person that I am today. And that's a plus, I guess. So now let's go into it, Sasa. I want us to talk about, number one, let's talk about prefects. Were you a prefect or not? Ops, those were the ops.
Yeah, me, I was an op, manze. Me, I was an op. So in my first school, in high school, KD, I was a class prefect. Bro, I was a class prefect, and this class, like, these streams, manze. I never saw something like that. It's like 5 streams, and then you're the class prefect. You are serving, like, 80 people in a class.
Yeah.
Bro, nakwambia saa hizo nimebeba books. That class prefect, don't you angaika kubeba books?
Books, yeah, unazipeleka kwa...
Yeah. So I was doing that, and... I think people call class prefects as teachers' pets. I was literally that, bro. So, right, noise makers and all that. But it reached a time, I was like, utiaji, easy. So, I became friends with the people who, you know, I couldn't write their names and all that. So, once I became friends with them, I started getting favors and all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, me, I was an op.
Okay, Wambuzi, you were an op.
Yeah, my first school, yes, definitely.
Which Nini?
Class prefect. In Form 1, I became a class prefect. I stood unopposed.
We are sorry.
Yeah, I had like 40 votes out of 45.
Wow.
And then my competitor became my best friend.
Wow.
And then in Form 2, I became the first Form 2 captain. Became an assistant secretary general.
You guys are the secretary general.
Yeah, such rules.
And then in my second school, I wasn't an op because I went when people had done campaigns. I became a commoner. But remember, I'm a principal.
So
still,
I get you are an op. You look like an op.
You give me vibes.
Yeah.
Okay. I was only an op once. It was only a one-time thing, and that's when I was in year 11, Form 4. But previously to that, for me, I would say I was the person who used to give the ops trouble now.
Oh.
I was like, you're being called every day, principal's office type of thing, yeah.
Hey, we are sorry. So Mimi, I've never been a prefect in high school. The only position that I will say I had in high school is that I was the secretary to the health club. There was a club I was in. You know, remember I was in this program which is trying to make more doctors. So they started a club. It's called the health club, and I was the secretary. But I was never an op. All of you ops. I don't know. Okay, so let's talk about the food. Mimi, let me start. Wait. What was that, man?
We can't relate.
You guys can't relate.
But me, I can still relate, though. Okay.
Because of Kisumude.
Hey, Kisumude. Wait!
I don't know. Is it because they don't have enough stuff to cook? You know, now looking back, I wonder why are people given, like, substandard food, you get. But I remember how we used to, like, principal, for example, if you have an event, let's say Madaraka Day or Easter, we'll have special meals. And do you know what this special meal is? It's rice. rice and cabbage. And then if you're lucky, you get a piece of meat. If you're lucky, But that's the thing. Supu ni mingi, like supu ni refu. And hey manze, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
And when I was joining, Ebu, let me just share, cause where I need to.
trauma. This is a trauma.
When I was in first year, when I was in form one rather. The school, it used to have a DH. We used to call it DH, by the way. We used to have a DH, but it was not under completion, no. Yeah, it was not finished. And so we used to have the line system. And sasa unajua bell ikiring hivi, when the bell rings, everybody's running, and especially sisi form ones, tunakimbia ndio kwa number 1 kwa line though, at least upate the TL. I don't know if you know TL.
Yeah.
TL is top player.
Hey, we can't relate.
You guys can't relate
to top player. Chakula.
Eh, nani alikuwa na
ubaki? Ni TL.
TL. So TL.
Kitu mzuri ya maana.
So TL ni kitungua, ilikonga na kitunguu, and it used to taste really good. I can't lie, the TL was good. If you get TL, hey, your day was good. So now, unajua tukikimbia hivyo, kulikunga na ama DH captains. Hey, and I don't know if it's me, ama when I was in Form 1, the people who were in Form 4 were so huge.
Yeah.
They were so, hey, alafu the prefects used to beat us with belts. Yeah, so mnafikia viko line, unasikia mmepigwa, rudi nyuma. So I tell you, it was not easy, but at a point, the DH was fixed, so we started using table system. It was a bit better. So the food now, I will give it a 1 out of 10. But I think the time that food ilikuwa poa is when we were in Form 4 and everyone left for us to do KCSE. They were cooking better meals, I would say. So hapo naweza kupatia 2 out of 10. Hey. Sasa, Ebu, let's go to
group of schools.
Group of schools.
Yeah, the food, I'd rate it as, a 9 out of 10.
Hey, how?
In KD, bro, it's just like you, man. Hey, it was horrible. Uzuri, I was a prefect.
You're a prefect.
The prefects were eating well, you see.
Yeah.
So you have the food reserved, ukoko staff room, and you're like, yeah. The tea, people are taking uji, you guys are taking tea and dazi.
Oh, yeah.
You see? So I used to enjoy that.
That's why I didn't like prefects.
So all the special treatment, I'm getting all that, because now I was an outgoing guy, social guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'd make friends with the teachers and everyone. Yeah. So,
and you haven't changed much.
And now, Jalaram. Hey, I reached there.
What do you guys used to eat?
Hey, these guys are going to troll me. We used to have pizzas.
For real.
You guys were
eating pizza.
They make it there. It is home.
Yeah, they make it there.
No.
Live. Fresh. We had pizza, we had chips, we had some Indian kind of stuff over there that I didn't used to eat. But so the thing was the prices.
Are you
slightly expensive for us.
When you used to pay, Ama?
Yeah, you pay in cash.
Oh, you pay in cash.
Yeah, it's because it's somebody's business. It was a restaurant that they outsourced.
Oh.
It was called Laughing Buddha. It's still an Indian restaurant in Kisumu.
I know the Laughing Buddha.
Yeah, so they were outsourced to cook for us.
Like, I don't know, but yeah. The Laughing Buddha, if you see that picture, you're going to have good luck.
I haven't missed you at any.
You're not on Twitter, so you will not understand. Let's go to Precious. How was the food? But yours seems... It was good.
No, it wasn't good. The first school, it wasn't good. We used to eat githeri every day for supper.
Yeah.
And I have very bad teeth. So you can imagine, I kula githeri every day.
Oh, yeah.
And then the maize is so hard. And then on Thursday, we used to eat Mudhokoi.
Even that was better. To eat Mudhokoi by the
way. That was my favorite day, Thursday.
What's Mudhokoi?
Mudhokoi is... It's Githeri, but it's not Githeri. It's
softer.
Soft maize.
Oh. It's been beaten. I think it's been beaten more.
It used to call Githeri
so it's
Maru.
It's Mukimo Maru.
No. It's like Githeri.
It's Githeri, but it's on.
I don't know this.
We go back to Kilungu, Kuleza, Mama Githeri.
Uh-huh.
Then we used to, you see, on Thursday, we used to, for lunch, we had ugali. So we used to hide the ugali, kwakaya kwaka dish. And then we eat it for supper. It will be so nice.
But
you, ugali,
you can't relate, but it was good.
It was so good. But not for the second school, it was much better.
What did you guys have? It was the same.
We had chapo on Saturdays.
Eh.
We used to carry milk.
We have never
school,
seen a
tomato sauce, never. Margarine.
Hey.
The second school was much better because we used to carry stuff. For Kilungu, nothing. Come as you are.
We, you know, at chapo, me have never chapo. Eaten chapo in my school. Never. Unless you are lucky, you are passing by the staff room, and then you hear Kijana,
you
take these dishes to the kitchen, and then as long the way you discover way kumbe kuna chakula. Yeah, maybe that, but hey, our school never. We never. Mimi personally, in my 4 years, we never had chapati. But let's hear what Sensei had.
Okay, so Sensei was good. I can say I ate well. And the things maybe we'd complain about hearing your stories.
You guys are complaining.
There's no way.
This guy is
what is your worst food?
Huh?
What is your worst food?
Hey, my, the worst food that you'd find. Okay, I don't think there was like a day for bad food, but the worst thing you'd find is maybe your food just tastes like smoke. That was it.
Smoke.
It just tastes like smoke.
And did you guys used to have like kerosene put in the food due to lower your hormones?
What?
Oh, I know that. We put in Githeri though. But hey, bro, you want to poison an international student from Ukraine or where? You want to poison him?
But you guys
had as we did, yeah, we did.
Kerosene,
but
so that you don't, you're not holding something.
And you can't smell
it. You smell it, but you're eating to stay alive. So you just eat.
You just eat.
Bro.
What were those, man?
You will eat and then you hear, hey, am I? You know, but. The hunger, Okay.
Just accept.
I'm saying we have a lot of to talk about. So next, let's go to teachers. Who was your favorite teacher and your worst teacher?
wait. Upper Jalaram, man. Okay, so I was a people person. So I wouldn't
every
say
teacher
every
was
teacher.
Good.
Hey, no. Hey, kulikuwa na wengine watiaji. My Jalaram people know that guy. Hey.
Did you guys used to give teachers nicknames?
No.
You didn't?
I doubt. Wow. Yeah. But hey, that teacher was a tough one. Used to play ball. Nikisha sema hivyo, people are going to troll me now.
Okay,
but they'll know. So he used to play ball and he used to be tough and strict. Hey, so you see... The problem is you have overweight people over there. You have people who are not fit because of eating chips every day and burgers. Yeah, because we used to have burgers as well.
You have a canteen by there?
Yeah, see, it's the canteen where it's being sold at.
Burgers. Do you know what they were selling in our canteen? But they, hey, you just reminded me.
If you think that's Nini, you guys should get a trip to St. Andrew's Turi, man.
Yeah,
I've been there
St.
for music.
Yeah, I used to hear about it.
Turi is crazy.
Yo, St. Andrew's Turi is crazy, man. CG, okay. They have Java or whatever. But
in the school?
In the school, man.
Where?
Okay. It's mad. So,
okay,
yeah.
So, who was like your worst, my worst subject, if you had?
Hey, worst. So, me, I didn't do... Okay, I did.
Wait.
Mainly fanya subjects tano. No. I did 5 subjects. And all these 5 subjects, the people know, it's math. I did English, literature, history because of law. Mm-hmm. And then I dropped chem, physics. But I never did any science. I dropped math. People say
at math.
You dropped math?
I dropped math. I didn't do math in...
How could
this be 11? Oh yeah, that makes sense.
See, so I didn't do math.
It doesn't make sense to me. How can you drop, how can you drop math?
Hey. Hey, I dropped math and all science.
Yeah, you see?
I did.
Yeah, that's math, all
math,
sciences.
All sciences dropped.
I did.
Hey, see. And people I just can picked, drop math.
I just picked Swahili, Swahili for fun, because ilikuwa nishazoea. So I got a straight A in Swahili. And you know what it was? Translating from English to Swahili.
I mean, hey, man, the game is rigged. How can you drop math and chem? So not just those things were compulsory in our schools. And you're Wambuzi. Hey, what? You guys are giving me trauma now. You know the way I struggled with math? Hey, so doing vectors.
Yo, then I reached here in uni. Then I saw math.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Math. Oh yeah, you have to do basic math.
Yeah. I see you math.
Mathematics for society.
Yeah. Bro.
Mathematics for society.
Me, I did basic math.
Yeah, even made it basic math. That basic math, hey, shout out to Madame Roche over there. Hey, she rescued me.
Okay. Mwambuzi, who is your favorite teacher and worst?
Worst teacher in both schools are all deputies, both deputies. They don't like you, they just don't like you. They tortured me.
Me, I don't want to share because we.
Kanzai, you know,
they'll come for you.
I mean, they can't come for me, but.
Me, I'm saying the truth. I was a principal's kid. So now, I used to be favored a lot. Mm-hmm. So the deputies, they wouldn't like... have it. Because I used to go to my aunt's office. The secretary saw me and she opens the door for me. And then the deputies, the doors are not open for them. So they're thinking, this is like a tot, what is she doing? So me, those are my worst teachers.
She was a lady.
Both of them, yeah. My favorite teachers were my bio teachers. Bio was my favorite.
Loved bio.
I wanted to be a doctor so bad. So yeah, bio teachers are my favorites. Same. And English. Teachers, yeah.
I think we share a lot because even me, bio, I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. So yeah, neurosurgeon, biology. What about you? What was your favorite subjects after dropping mathematics and chemistry?
Okay, you know that one, it's A-levels. That's when I dropped now these subjects. But now, prior to that, when I was in high school, me, I'd say almost all my teachers were my worst because... You know, I used to be a rowdy kid. So I used to be a rowdy kid. So those days it's called PTC, Parent Teacher Conference. My parents. I used to dread just even entering that hall because I know the comments those teachers will make. Kwanza, there was one who had the audacity. I'm not even sat down. I mean, I understand. I used to be rowdy in your class, but I'm not even sat down. I remember she looked at me. She looked at my dad. And I was like, noisemaker. No, yeah. This is your dad. Come. Hey.
Some teachers were so crazy.
Now I've forgotten
that. They were instigators.
But the higher I got in my education, the more I found my teachers okay, because now that's when I started becoming a good boy, you know, became a prefect. So,
okay, all right, so I'm thinking we'll wrap it up here for the first part, but before we go, we have an event which is happening on the 29th, and we want everyone to come through.
Pull up.
The event is called Creative Day Out. Advance ticket is only 250 shillings.
Only.
And if you pay, the 500 for a group ticket, you can go as three people, which is very affordable if you ask me. 167. Hey, umefanya math already. And then it's going to be happening at the Move Bistro Cafe, Bistro and Cafe. And it's a very cool place. It's very chill.
Kuna ambience.
Yeah, those of you mezoya kwenda hapo hivi Olaro Hotel. Time to change scenery. I don't know if it's a hidden gem. No, I've been seeing hidden gems. Do you what?
Hidden restaurants. Unakula toothpaste.
But it's a nice place. There's going to be amazing performances. I can tell you for sure that it's going to be a nice event. It's also a nice place to network as a creative.
Yeah.
If you sing, if you podcast, if you paint, if you're a creative in any form or sense, come through for the event. So see you on the next part. Okay, welcome back to part two. And we are learning a lot from these people. I mean, if you're in a public school like me, comment down below. How was your experience? What was your worst experience? And follow our socials to keep the conversation going. So now, I want to ask, do you guys used to have morning preps in your school?
No, I don't think we had morning preps. Bro, even like coming to school.
What time did you guys supposed to start school?
It says 8 a.m. But the way people are coming to school, it's like shule niyao.
Walai.
It was like, I was coming to school like 10.
10?
Like 9.
And nothing will happen.
Nothing will happen to you, bro. Because you've come to school. Life. It's like a smooth ride. You know, it's like a smooth ride. But it reached a point where our principal, at the time, she was an Indian. Alikuwa na jam.
You guys.
This thing of coming late, kindly, a refrain.
You guys didn't have a strict schedule. And what time did school end?
School ends at literally 3 p.m. 3, 4 p.m. And then there's games throughout.
Hey.
Then games, swimming, those who play ball, they go. Those who are in swimming, they do it.
Swimming,
yeah.
You're traumatizing me. For us, we used to wake up at 4. Hey. Hey. And this just brings me back to when my first day in high school. I was admitted late. Like, what will I admit you? And then I came like 2 weeks later or something. So I didn't know what to do first. There was no orientation. That's why I really value orientation here in university. Like, I do it from the heart. So mimi nimeamka saa 10, nilembwa tu utajua tu time ya kuamka. And the watchman used to come and bang the doors za nini, za dormitory. I don't know if you guys relate. Umbuzi, they used to do that.
But
you guys are the bell, ama?
No, captains.
Captain used to, okay. So us, it was the watchman. Wow, it was such a loud bang. So me kuamka hivi, but then I slept with the uniform ndo ni school lead. So kuamka hivi naangalia watu wanaamka tu wanaenda, wanashangaa what is happening. And it is so cold. You can imagine, sasa unafika class by 4:30. Kuna watu bado wanaenda kuosha sura zao asubuhi na hiyo maji baridi. Ati ndo akue alert. So kufika hivi class, it's 4:30. Nikasema, I used to do my devotion every day. But naanza kusoma Bible hivi for 50 hapo hivyo. The next time I'm waking up, I sleep and I don't know that I slept. I'm in my head imagining that I'm reading the Bible. Naamka 6, a lot on there uji wakikimbia. So it was very cold and school used to end at 4:10. So
4:10 is so odd.
4:10 is
maybe.
4:10 now you go for games and all of that. Ama you go and do your washing. But now thinking, seeing back that you guys used to study up to 3, now that there's no use of, like, munakaya class yo time yote kufanya nini. Okay, so what about you, Ambuzi?
We used to wake up at 4. And me love to sleep. And I used to have this mentality that nothing is going to happen to me, because if they take me to my auntie, tasema tu, wewe amka.
Yeah.
So sasa, I used to wake up very late, but I used to get to class before 4:30 because some teachers never used to take my crap. Yeah. So the second school also used to wake up at 4. You'd be class by 5. Yeah, we had morning prep till 6:30. Then you go for breakfast.
Did you guys used to have duty lessons? Yeah.
You do duty.
Oh, yeah, duties.
You do duty, but we didn't have duty.
Ah, because, you know.
But we could do duty. And then we go for breakfast.
Okay. We had duty, but I remember I got suspended.
What's duty?
I guess.
Let me tell you.
Kosha class.
Oh, sweeping class. Class sweeper.
Remember, wash a class.
Imagine me, I didn't sweep the class. And I got suspended.
Why?
For one day. Nearly, you know, I coming to high school, I didn't used to wear spectacles. Mm-hmm. But also, my eyes got red because of the dust for sweeping. At a point, nearly I could sweep. It became an issue. I went to the deputy. I said, "Maenda nyumbani, bring a letter." That's when I started wearing spectacles. Because I didn't... sweeping was really affecting my eyes.
The deputy was nice. He went home.
He was not nice. I copy barua. Enda nyumbani, ulete barua. And I said, "Sawa." I went. And that's how I started wearing glasses. I think on Saturdays we used to also do cleaning.
We did cleaning every day.
You did cleaning every day?
Cleaning every day.
Saturday ilikuwa like cleaning sasa ile ya maji and all. So mimi nikapatiwa kazi ya kuosha wash windows. So I used to just come and pour water and then go. Okay, sensei. Nyi hata mnajua duty ni nini?
Okay. I've had hizo mambo za duty, but as we had no
work. So people used to keep for you in the class.
Yeah, yeah. The nini, what are they called? They outsourced the cleaning company. Mm. Yeah, those yeah.
And then you are the cleaning company. So as you were the cleaning
you're
company.
The cleaning company. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, good man.
That's crazy.
Even us we used to have groundsmen and all those people who would clean our classes.
And you know, me think cleaning is not a problem, but just a cleaning during the next on Saturday and then you have a fine key. It was so embarrassing. Like watu wengine wako saa alafu uko hapo hivyo na we used to have like nguo za weekend like
so it's go chafu.
Like I don't know how to explain it. Not overalls. We used to have weekend clothes and it was it had, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but it was like PE kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it has the name of your dormitory. Eish. So unajua hiyo hiyo uwezi na kuongelesha msichana kama umevaa hiyo kitu bana.
Tuko umechoma be.
So it was so embarrassing. Which brings me to which was your favorite funky? If you went for funkies, did you guys have funkies? Functions, actually, functions. Outings.
So let me start because I was in KD. I was a debater, like from the word go.
Yeah.
So all the funkies I went to were because of girls' schools and for debate.
Yeah.
So I've been to Nia Girls, I've been to Wareworks, Girls.
Did you have a girlfriend in another school?
Bro, I was a playboy, man.
You had a girlfriend in every school?
In every school, bro. I was like, hey, that guy. Ule wanakuongea English mingi.
Okay.
Because I used to speak, you know, English from tangu kitambo, man. My English was really polished and all that. So, sure, it's just fell for that.
Hey.
And yeah.
Okay. Mimi, unge English.
We never used to like functions.
Walai.
I never used to go for functions. I used to go for these functions where you're chosen. Like the best selected performers. So there's this one function. This one function, we went to State House in Form 2.
State House?
Yeah, State House. I stayed in State House for a whole week.
Mlalala.
State House? Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, it's called the Pures Program. So I stayed in State House for a whole week. That was the best week of my life. Then when you're coming back to school.
So umelala State House.
Yeah. So when you're coming back to school, kila mtu akawa, wah, umeenda. Not just say when you get to school, so when I should not get umeenda State House.
Yeah.
Is,
even me, I'm wondering, even now in university, bado sijalala State House. Ipo siku.
For us guys, okay, I don't know if we had functions, but I remember I think we still do. Things like cultural day, not functions, you just have like cultural day things like
Valentine's night,
things like that.
Valentine's night. See like prom, like that.
You come in home clothes. So in primary, but they used to be pajama day.
A day
you come in pajamas. What else was there? There used to be a business day, by the way.
Business.
Yeah, yeah. But the people in your levels, when you reach your levels, you see you can do business as a subject, yeah?
Yeah.
As a unit. So there used to be this, okay, actually it was a week where the business students create businesses where they
lemonade.
Teach in school. Yeah, yeah. And then people come and you buy food.
Lemonade. Wow, okay.
Okay, not lemonade, but yeah, come. So I think those are the things we had. But the times we used to have fun was not the business days because guys used to come with their PSs.
PlayStation.
Yeah, you come with your PS. And then, you come, you pay, play FIFA, play all sorts of games. Yeah.
Hey,
let's get to punishments first. Then I'll tell you a funny story about that.
Okay, so for me, and me, funky na anime, I've gone for functions. That's why maybe I used to fail in chemistry. Because, you know, in Form 2 is when you start going for functions, like, properly. And when the time I was starting to go, that's when they were teaching sijui how to balance chemical equations. So I never caught up. Sijui moles, sijui A. But yeah.
What are those?
Hey. You guys don't know moles?
I know. Chemistry.
I've not done
that. I never learned chemistry.
Yeah, for real.
Sciences.
Thank the Lord.
The only
Lord.
Thing I learned was a little bit of physics and biology. Because yeah. chemistry, yeah. Yeah. never used to pay attention.
At
the only thing I know,
all.
Periodic table and atoms. They study in the shop.
Mina kwambia hapo sijui kuna alkanes, sijui alkynes.
You know what made me drop? I remember... I tumepewa hizo vitu za sijui chemicals and stuff, bro. I don't even know about it. And mm-hmm. then I think I got my cut paper back. I think I got a 2 out of 50. Out of 50. I was
mean
like,
nimepewa.
I'm the only upper 10.
I had a grade like that in physics though. Because I never used to pay attention. No, my friend and I decided to cheat in that exam because the previous day, coincidentally, I had taught myself one thing. Okay, I remember just one thing because it was an assignment we were given, homework. Mm-hmm. So the next day it was in the kakat. So me I knew what it was talking about in that specific question.
Yeah.
I remember I got back my paper, I had 12%. 12%. So when you got that question right, then my friend who copied off me got 0%, like died.
You know, you just reminded me that I also used to get like bad grades in chem, in mm-hmm. math, but at form 4 I started getting better because I got more serious. And but now you just reminded me, I've forgotten, but there's something you said which triggered the memory. Like, you know, physics, the way it's hard. Mm. At a point, mimi, in summer 2, let me just get ready for my E.
In case you...
Because what was that? We're learning about things that you can't even apply here. Mm. In the real world, if you ask me anyway. Mwambozi?
Me, I used to pass math in form 1, 2. Form 3, 4, crazy. Me, I remember math teacher in my new school now, he used to enter into class, he was young, so me, yeah. never used to respect him. He used to come to class, me, na tukanenda, tukanas. He used to bore me.
Like, oh yeah, you go to outside
he used to tell
class.
Me, ati wewe, eh, unadhani wewe ni mshtua principal, tapata tu E.
Oh, yeah.
Nilianguka, yes, but kupata E. So.
same, by the way. Unajua the good thing about chemistry and physics, you can fail in the first papers, but mm-hmm. if you do well in the,
yeah.
what was the last practicals. Paper called? Practicals, mm-hmm. yeah, you'll be okay. So let's go to the punishments.
Yes.
Did you guys used to get punishments?
We got punishment, but for us in
Jala, we didn't have that punishment. You know, it was detention, and that detention, you'd go look on a black book that the principal had, so you'd actually, you know, they'd write the mistake that you did, so they keep records of all the things
the punishment,
you've done.
Okay.
Yeah. If you need more than 5 times, maybe in a term,
yeah.
then you go for suspension,
mm-hmm.
an actual suspension for 2 weeks. So, it's not like dance for it for forward, you know, if you help a school and all that, come back with 2 barbed wires and all that.
Hey!
This is a mini, right?
Lala flat.
Hey, bro, no way. So,
you guys were never beaten.
Okay. So let me finish. So, the mistake people used to do was that our school, yes, it would permit cell phones, you'd come with your phones.
What the?
Yeah, you'd come with your phones, laptops.
Laptops,
yeah. PS Vitas.
Yeah, PS Vitas. So okay. Now, there's this thing that used to be there called spot check. So what? Now, on specific days, maybe it wasn't supposed to be there. Like,
yeah.
You're carrying it illegally though.
Yeah.
So people have carried their PS and all those things. Eh, they get confiscated zote. And then they're kept in the principal's place.
Till the end of the term. Mama.
Till the end of the term.
Yeah.
Even your phone, it's kept. Eh, you couldn't find it anymore.
I used to wonder about that. Because I used to feel like, okay, you've taken my phone and you've said that you'll give me back at the end of the term. But at the end of the day, I can just go tell my parents I got in trouble. And they come pick
and
my
pick
phone.
The phone. Yeah, and then you love the phone back. Sasa, hey, let me tell
life.
You. Let's go with Gombuzi first, because mine.
We used to get punishments.
But you're the principals.
But I used to get punishments, Madu. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, Sometimes she'd go away for meetings to Mombasa for a week. The deputy would have a blast with me that week.
So what was the like the worst one you got?
She told me to wash washrooms.
Washrooms?
Mm. Yeah.
And they were dirty.
Yeah.
But you guys had the... Which kind of washrooms?
Downs. Latrines.
Latrines. For the first school. You wash. I will not. For us, let me just tell you one specific time I got into a punishment. You know, by the way, if you read Insider, I don't know if you guys used to read Insider. Insider magazine. Oh. So they used to tell us of CG different punishments at Unambua. You would chimbe like. You know the way when on Prize Giving Day they used to plant trees with the guests? And then, you know, they'll plant trees in their holes. Mm. You're told to make a hole with a fork. Like use a fork. And that cut grass. Like,
for grass. Like some paramilitary. Yeah, I've had that.
Grass with scissors. Mm. They cut grass with scissors till I cut my hands.
Hey, yo, Naomi, Mr. Jawai. So this time, you know, we have preps at 4. Mm. Me, I didn't wake up at 4. And... but they were banned from wearing. We used to have like slippers in Unesava, but we were banned from wearing them during the day. Like you have to wear them from 4:10 and above, senior, and after. So Mimi, I overslept in the morning, and I had hurt myself. Like nilikanyaga msumari. I stepped on a nail, so my knee was very painful. So sini 5. Hey, nikaanza kusikia commotion in the dormitory. Hey, nika, amka nikapata. Kuangalia hivi, you know, checking the bunkmates, they're not there. Nikasema leo ni leo. Nikasikia mtu amepigwa kiboko huko hivyo mbele, nikajua bas. So we were told to kneel at the like the entrance. Akaanza kuuliza, sasa wewe, kila mtu aseme majina zake. Me and my friend, like my bunkmate, we had overslept, so both of us were there. Sasa akaanza kuuliza majina. Wewe unaitwa nani? Anaandika jina. Mimi nikasema mimi naitwa Melvin Kioko. Sasa this my friend akasema anaitwa Rafael Ndeti. And Rafael Ndeti was one of our classmates, but he had transferred in the after the first the first term. Mm. Hey, so after he was the teacher on duty, so it was on a Monday. After parade akasema, so this the following boys please remain after the assembly. Akasema Melvin Kioko, Rafael Ndeti, hey, wasodaro wanashangaa. Rafael Ndeti atako issue le kweli. So he never went. But this teacher was so petty. He went to every class.
Looking for
my friend. So akakuja class yetu. Akasema Melvin Kioko, hey, nikaenda hapo mbele. I'm still limping. Nikaenda hapo. Akasema Rafael Ndeti. Akuji, akaanza kutembea kwa class. Unajua class ni refu hivi, we have like 40 people in the class. Akapata rafiki yangu, alikuwa anaitwa Manu. Kijana, unadhani you think you're the smart one? Mm. Hey, my guy, I've never seen someone beaten like that. So now the punishment is not that there. So he told us to go and dig like 3 feet. And remember me mguu yangu imeumia and I was not feeling well.
3 feet.
3 feet.
3 feet.
3 feet.
Yo.
Yeah. So I started, but during break time, my friends walikuja. We finished it in like, CG what? Alafu, nikabaki hapo nikilala because I was not feeling well. Akakuja, sema, Melvin, you are not feeling well. Go back to class. Au wengine wakiendelea kunini. But I'll still remember till today that way. What was that? Okay, let's go to the next question, okay? But then please tell us your worst experience. Spotify has a comment section. You can tell us what was your worst, and we'll feature it in the next one, in the next
what
episode.
What punishment were you giving?
Yeah.
What we, hey, wash your chop.
Yeah, hard for Alliance, but it was crazy. Bila ya kuzji, kulala sji wapi. Bullying was crazy, like, for four.
Yeah, but then did you guys experience bullying?
No.
Yeah. Okay, me sort of.
Maybe for how? Me it might be different. Me experience racism, man.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah, we experienced racism.
Because you're black.
Yeah, because I'm black.
So that's crazy. Because Indians are also black, colored people. They're also
so funny and petty.
They're racist to you.
Hey, bro.
Okay, me.
I don't understand even For me, people will come for me. Though.
When I was in primary, so I was also in an Indian school, but there wasn't racism. I feel like it was more like the people.
Classism,
you know, no, more of, I don't know, a predetermined notion in your mind that
like they have stereotypes.
Like if you guys are Indians, you'll hang out as Indians.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah, you guys are black.
That's what I wanted to say. Like, yeah, did you guys have cliques? Are you part of a clique?
Yeah.
Mm. So me, I was part of a clique, and bro, it reached a point that in our class was the cool guys and all the cool guys with the mafom mingi and all the outings. Those guys can relate. You go out, cars, partying, all those things. But then, listen. But then, it was nice. But then our class, now, one side, the blacks are sitting this side, the Indians are sitting on this other side, and the Caucasians, all those guys. So it's like divided, you see. But your friends, see, at Edivo, your friends, but kuna hiyo tu.
You didn't exactly find you guys seated at the mixed together. You talk maybe outside class.
But you can't sit together.
You can, but it's hard for that to happen. Like, it's hard for you to see mko pamoja.
And what about ladies? I know ladies have cliques.
We have cliques. Yeah, we have cliques. Me was in a clique kwanza.
You are the bunnies.
No. In my first school, we're called the Big Five.
Big Five. Shout out to the Big Five.
The Big Five. Yeah. Because they used to say, it was a lie, Lakini, it was a lie. They used to say, actually, our parents, when they come for meetings, they park their cars next to each other.
They were good cars.
I remember when I joined Form 1, we were like three people on Instagram. Manze.
Aye.
And they had like 500 followers. I was so cool.
Okay.
So cool.
Hey, I didn't know. People don't have Instagram out here.
Even me in primary, even us we had a name, but first we were just called the Click.
The Click?
Yeah, so we're called the Click.
Where we?
It reached a point by the where we were all separated.
You had girls?
Yeah, our school was. It was mixed.
In your
class? No, it was just us guys. Just us guys. Actually, we were bad. The teachers, it reached a point. The headmaster even knew about us by then. That's when I realized that it was not bad. Was when I remember they separated us. I don't know, after some incident, we beat up some guy. We should talk about the beefs in the GCC.
This
Indian guy came and then he started messing around with our friend. Yeah. So we went and beat him. And after that, I remember we were separated. And this one was in primary. We were separated. So each of us were given a pair. I think we were like six in the clique. So each of us were given a pair. So you will be this person, and you should never be seen together. Now, when I realized it was bad was when one day the headmaster called us out and was like, weren't you guys not supposed to be together? And I was like, but the headmaster and I could
I think for me, we had cliques, of course, kuna washamba.
Yeah.
We'll kind of hang around for moja. You know, usually you hang around people you relate with. For me, we had a team and I think I was the main guy. we used to call ourselves the Supreme team. Like, you know, the Supreme brand.
Oh.
Now it was like the Supreme. And that time, Facebook was very famous, more than Instagram. So everyone had a name, Supreme, at the end of their name on Facebook. It was crazy. But
Dark days, those ones.
I tell you. So, it was crazy. But I enjoyed it. I really loved my clique. Akina Sise. There's a guy called Sise. There's a guy called Matthew. There's a guy, Marcel, I don't know. All of them now are somewhere. Yeah. So, yeah. The next thing is, did you guys receive love letters in high school?
Let me think. Maybe, no. As if you liked a girl, you would just approach them.
You had girls, you're mixed.
I get
a mixed school, so you can buy a lunch at Kivo, kwa cafe.
You buy
You start going out.
Ice cream.
Kisumu has ice cream. Kisumu has a cinema place.
Take them to the cinema.
We take them to the cinemas, you know.
Where? Especially baby girl treatment.
Somebody, hey, me if you knew me in high school, but sir,
to watch you.
So you just take them over there. You borrow your parents' car and you're like, let's go out. Which guy is a soft life? But
okay, Wambuzi, yeah. You look like you received love letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Crushes.
Mm? Hey. Mm. Yeah,
You're not telling us.
I used to get love letters.
Did you write love letters?
I used to write big ups. You know, big ups.
Big ups. Yeah, our three big ups.
I used to find it so hilarious.
Yeah.
People who are writing, so I was in like Cemetery West.
Yeah.
I was at 3 West in Makueni Boys.
Makueni, yeah.
So you sit down, people write to Victor. They write your place over there. And then if you're a good-looking boy, hey,
you're going to get
And then some may just come there and they write to my friends, like, say, big up to this person and this person, then I just go. But I used to receive letters, yeah.
Wow. Remembering this is funny.
Yeah,
what? Because me, I was in 3 East. So I used to write to 3 East in Talagals. You know, I was in Talaboys, Talagals.
Yeah.
So some Mimi, I got a lot of attention because of my handwriting. Because I write like a girl, apparently. So Kilam Dol gonna kuja even
actually when... too good to be a girl. I've seen it.
You've seen it. I mean, you should see it. But even when somebody comes from for a funky and after a copy Melvin, because they think that because you have a handwriting, a good handwriting, you look good. But that I can tell you for sure, the glow up was not there. It was a glow down. Okay, so did you guys have like, I don't know, maybe LGBTQIA persons in your school?
Interesting. Yeah.
Sensitive topic.
It's a sensitive topic. I just want a yes or no.
No, I'd say no.
Uh-huh.
Because they didn't come out.
They didn't come out. I think there was no room for them to come out.
Yeah, in the first place.
Cause I remember there was a guy. I think he was suspected to be gay, and you know, you get treated differently.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're gay with a chap,
una pigo like you. Hey, acha tu.
They think it's shetani something. Ama unafanya ni kama kukosea. It's like you cheated an exam.
Yeah.
But us, we had.
Yeah. Mm. Lesbians.
Mm.
Okay. See, it's an
all-girls
school.
Mm, especially because of...
And me, I have a question. You know, I used to hear, like, they can initiate you to become one
part of their clique.
Yeah.
I thought, at first when I heard about LGBTQ, I thought it was a cult. A cult. We don't like cults. Me too religious, dream a cult, satisfaction, a drama like Mama Fomet. And you know, that when you were growing up, Illuminati was
big thing.
You hear your mom telling you, Mama, unasikiza shetani. So Sammy was so scared.
Illuminati.
So when a girl likes you, me thought, cult direct. Cult.
And look at us now. So the last question of the day concerning our high school experiences is did you guys have visiting day?
That's for boarding guys.
Yeah.
Guys didn't have?
I'd say only time my parents were actually in school was because of
PTC. PTC.
Yeah.
Because even me, I was a day scholar.
Yeah, I was also a day scholar. So my parents, they would come. See, my performance has dwindled because of hanging out with friends and all those people. You know, so performance in Nairobi down, and you're like, what do I need to do so that? And you know, I was a good boy. I was this calm boy. The teachers love you, but the performance is low. You know.
Yes.
So they would just say and talk to me nicely. He needs to improve. He needs to improve.
As we had visiting. It was the best days. You didn't have?
I don't think so. The first school we had one. And AGM.
AGM, oh yeah. No, there used to be an AGM.
So AGM. General meeting. Yeah. No, AGM. Oh. But they'd partner it with visiting day.
Oh,
and sometimes with closing day.
And even closing day?
Yeah.
Ah.
So that's... And my parents didn't come to school because I had my aunt. So my aunt did everything for me. So for my parents' teacher conference meeting, it used to be in the principal's office.
Wow.
That used to be the hardest time of my life.
Yeah.
Because teachers would come, and you know, they want the principal to like them much better. So they'd chomeyami when he ambi SGO, this one.
Yeah.
So the principal likes them and sees they're doing something. Yeah, so mine was very tough.
As we had, that was the best day. Unajua, you're used to eating githeri every day, and visiting day is when. Hey, that time.
All the goods.
But they shout out to my parents. Hey, they brought everything. Like you can think of chapati, chicken. And the best day was not even the visiting day. It was that night. Oh. When now you and your friends, like for example, me, I bring chicken. This one brings chapo. Yo. And now it's a bash. Hey. All right. It was a nice time. So thank you so much for listening, guys. We hope to have more episodes. More episodes are coming. Please attend the Creatives Day Out happening on the 29th.
Yes,
and
logging out. Thank you so much.
Follow our social media. Yeah. And it's going to be amazing.
Be part of the conversation. Yes. And just get informed and stay tuned. Our merch is dropping out soon.
Soon, very soon.
So you'll be able to get the merch. If you want any, just send us a DM.
Yeah, tell us if how much you want to buy so that we see. But anyway, that has been me, Malemba. You can follow me on Instagram at Malemba with 3 A's at the end.
And me, Iniesto, you can just follow me at Iniesto_08.
You can follow me on Wangare Wambogo. Wangare, Kikuyu, Wangare,
Wangare Wambogo.
Wambogo is you, not O-O.
Okay, by the way, shout out to Wambogo. She's making for us a lo and behold Spotify playlist.
Sir.
Yeah.
For me, Victor, _ Victor, but with a K.
_ Victor, with a K.
Yeah, but with a K.
Okay, so we have a bigger team now. We'll be hearing from that soon. So, bye.